Well, tell me about the next song. It's called Weeping Willow.
Yeah, that song was written for my kids, my boys, Ryan and Sean. Sean's here with me today. He's 13 now, and he helped me navigate here to Eau Claire. A lot of the songs I write are kind of composites of different thoughts or memories or whatnot. And the Weeping Willow, one day we're getting ready to head out for school and work, and the kids were tucking their pajamas under the pillow or something. It just kind of made me laugh because I thought, well, I don't remember sitting down. Okay, kids, now you put your pajamas under the pillow. Not like, you know, we're going to send them out and get them Martinized or anything. But it just seemed like, what else do you teach your kids, you know, just by practice or habit or whatnot? And then the music happened separately. I was, at the time, I smoked cigarettes, which I'm thrilled that I don't anymore. So my little songwriting office was out in the garage, you know, next to the toolbox and an ashtray. And I came up with the music, and I just kind of pieced it together along with a memory of my childhood of when I was about 8 years old or so. And we lived in Boulder, Colorado, and we had this huge weeping willow tree in our front yard. And we were out there, and my younger sister, Paula, you know, all of a sudden this caterpillar falls out of this weeping willow, and, you know, it was this really scary-looking caterpillar. It was big and kind of glow-in-the-dark green, and it was attached to her shoulder, and we're all freaking out, you know, because it was quite frightening, and we were like, a big deal. And when I wrote this song, I mean, all of a sudden the music and these experiences and these lyrics just kind of boomed. I remember getting very emotional, you know, like I actually started crying about it, and I just kind of associated this weeping with crying and this weeping willow. But I wanted to write a song for my kids, and I'd been wanting to do that for a while. And I was trying to think, well, what kind of advice can I give my kids? I think what I wanted to communicate, not I think, I know I wanted to communicate the idea of staying young. Keep something about youth with you as long as you can. And then it gets into this other thing about caterpillars, where they grow up to be butterflies, of course. They fly away. Just take your time growing up, you know, and don't try to fly off too early. And again, the point is to go ahead and grow up, but make sure and keep some of that magic in your life, you know, as you do.
Take a look around and enjoy what you see now. Take a photograph. Somehow, when times get tough like they're bound to do, you just glance back and blast right through. Enjoy it all, welcome it like something new. Watch that sunbeam stream through.